A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Imtes, Zvachim 49a, pagination is 97. We'll start about a quarter or a third of the way down. The first words on the line are B'mekoma Tehei, and then we begin. We've been discussing the fact that the Ola certainly is going to be brought B'tzafon in the north part of the courtyard. We said that the chatos is shecht, the sin offering is shecht, in the place of the ola. And now we're going to discuss the asham, which is another type of sin offering. The one that we're going to encounter right now is the asham mitzora, the asham that is brought by the mitzora as part of his protocol to be returned to the camp. I do want to mention another reason that's more commonly given as to the lesson or why these karbanos are all brought in the same place as the ola. So we mentioned that the ola is the elevation offering, that the person who wants to become more devoted to Hashem, more close to Hashem, should bring. And as this explanation goes, the asham and the chatas are going to be brought in the same place as the ola, so as not to embarrass the person who's bringing them. He shouldn't feel that he's on show. Oh, so what sin did you do? Instead, it's in the place of the ola, the same place that people out of devotion are bringing karbanos, and therefore he can do his atonement when he does tshuva without any unnecessary embarrassment. In any case, the asham is also going to be brought in the tzafon, in the north, in the place of the ola. Says the Gemara, minalan, how do we know tzafon, that it needs to be done in the north? The pasuk says, dechsiv, and there are really going to be two psukim that we're going to be keeping track of. This one is in Vayikra Zayin Beis 7:2. In the place where they shecht the ola, that's where they should shecht the asham. And that's how you know that it needs to be the north, because it's just like the ola. Asks the Gemara two lines later, Ashkechan lemitzvah. I only know that that's the right way to do it. That's the mitzvah way to do it. La'akiv minalon. How do you know that after the fact it's absolutely necessary? And if it wasn't done like that, after the fact we would rule that it's invalid. And the Gemara answers, Kira acharinoksiv. There's another pasuk which also says that the asham has to be done in the place of the ola. V'shachat es hakeves, a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, Perek Yedalid, pasuk Yud Gimel 14:13, where the pasuk describes v'shachat es hakeves b'makom hasheyishchat es hachatos ve'es haola b'mekom hakodesh, in the place where the chatos and the ola were brought. That's in the holy place where this keves, where this asham, this animal of the Metzora, should also be brought. So according to the Gemara right now, the fact that it repeated it in the Pasuk a second time is la'akev to tell you, no, it absolutely must be done in this way. Asks the Gemara, it's not really extra. V'hai l'hachi u'da'asa, this second Pasuk in Parshas Metzora, you think that's what it's there for? It's merely a second time to tell you that it must be done in that way? Hami boile. It's needed for a different reason. There's a whole different consideration regarding the Metzora that requires the location of the Shechita to be reaffirmed. L'chedetanya, because we learned. Davar shahaya bechlal, if something was included in a general category, it's grouped together, it's handled the same way. V'yatza, and it was extracted, it left from that category. Lidin b'davar achadosh, to have different rules in certain regards. You can't return it and assume that it's still part of the category. until the Pasuk puts it back. Because now that it's an exception, maybe it's an exception across the board. How do I know that it's still bound by the rules of that category that it started in with? Similarly, over here, the asham of the mitzora is an asham. So if it's an asham, I assume it's going to be shecht in the north, and it's going to have its blood and limbs processed like all the other karbanos. However, because the karban asham of the mitzora is different, Rashi in Chumash cites two issues. One issue, that the mitzora, the person bringing it, is standing outside the courtyard by Shar Nikonar because he can't come in yet. And the second, as we see in our Gemara, we're going to mention that the blood is administered on his ear, hand, and foot, which is a different way to administer blood. I would think that that's it for the blood. That's how it's dealt with. And I would think that maybe the Shechita is not bound by the same rules as all other Ashamos. The fact that it's been pulled out of the grouping to be processed in a whole different way is going to be a consideration to us until the Pasuk reaffirms that the place of Shechita should be the same as the other Karbanos. I don't really know that. Ketzad, the Gemara says, V'shochad esakeves b'mekom asher yishchat esachatas v'esa'olo b'mekom ha'kodesh, ki kachatos ha'osham hu. It should be the same. She'ein tamalama kachatos ha'osham. There's no reason to tell me it's the same. I already know it's the same. Ma tamalama kachatos ha'osham. Why is it telling me it's the same? L'fi she'yotza osham mitzora liden b'davar ha'chodosh. Because the osham of the mitzora was learnt in a whole different way. The blood is administered on the hand, the foot, and the ear. I would have thought that it doesn't need the regular processing of the blood and the limbs on the mizbeach. It's reaffirming that it's like the chatos. Just like the chatos needs these things, af asham mitzora to unmatan damim ve'imurim ligabe mizbeach, similarly the asham mitzora needs these things, and therefore it's not extra to affirm that it absolutely must be done. And maybe we're back to our question that it's only lemitzvah that these things should be done. Answers the Gemara, im kei nichtav b'hai v'lo nichtav b'hai. The Pasuk could easily have just written this concept of like the chatos to tell you that it's tzafon by the second set of discussion, the second Pasuk by the mitzora, and I would know that even though it's different in certain regards, it should still be done in the tzafon. The fact that in the original Pasuk it told us tzafon makes one of them extra. And therefore we know that not only is that the proper way to bring the karban, but also the essential way to bring the karban. Quick note on the topic that the Gemara discussed, that the mitzora is different in the way the blood is administered, because it goes on the ear, the hand, and the foot. So you'll take a quick glance in the Art Scroll Chumash, page 623, on that Pasuk, Pasuk Yedalid, in Vayikra, they bring from Avshamshim Raphael Hirsch that there's a representation here, a symbolizing aspect, that going on the ear is informing the Mitzora that moving forward, what's in his mind, what he hears, what he processes, has to be different. The thumb represents the way he's going to act moving forward, has to be different. And what goes on his big toe also has a representation in terms of walking. When you move forward, the effort going forward has to be different. we're doing a makeover on this person, the Metzora, and the message is coming from the blood of the Karban that's being sacrificed as the atonement. Again, we knew the Ola was Tzafon. We compared the Chatos to the Ola. We also compared the Asham, which is a different type of sin offering, to the Ola and to the Chatos. And it requires Tzafon. And it expresses the concept of Tzafon north twice in the Pasuk. And therefore we know that it is La'akev essential. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.